How's McCulloch coming along?
Yeah, looks trained today. He'll be back in the squad tomorrow. I think the only ones that'll be missing will possibly be Paul Keegan.
In terms of Luke McCulloch, pleasing to get him back. You've had to hold off a couple of weeks, haven't you? I know you've not wanted to throw him in too quickly.
Yeah, well, he's not been right to put straight back in. You know, he trained on Friday. A bit too soon to put him straight in after one training session. He's been in over the weekend, trained today, and he'll be fine for tomorrow, so a fully fit squad.
And he could start tomorrow then, if you choose him to?
Yeah, there's a chance. There's a chance that they might do, you know, might rotate things round again. You know, it's worked the last couple of games, putting one of the kids in, taking another one out, and looking after them that way. And with all the games I've had this season, just changing personnel here and there.
Paul Keegan, how's he coming along then?
Keegs is out running. You know, there's no point rushing Paul back before the end of the season. There was a point where, if we really needed to, that we possibly could have done. But with three games left and 10, 11 days of the season, you know, it's pointless rushing him back and I'm getting a reaction to it and having to be in all summer trying to get fit for pre-season. You know, Paul's main aim now will be to get it right, take the amount of time that it takes to let the knee heal properly, and he'll be back flying pre-season.
And can he be a key part next season, do you think? Because you want that mix of youth and experience you spoke about last week.
Yeah, look, there's going to be a lot of players that are key parts to play next year. You know, I've said previously, we know what we want to do, we know who we want to keep, we know the recruitment that we want to do to make us better.
I presume it's only 3 or 4 days since you asked you about that. Any more update, you any further down the line?
No, it'll be towards the end of the week into next week. And as I said already, I think the players have got half an idea what we want to do.
We've just spoken to Rob Jones about the young players. Obviously, he's had a big part with them this season. And Mitchell Lund, the latest for you to come through. Just how well has Rob Jones done with these young players, do you think?
Yeah, he's done great. You know, they're up near the top of the league. Not that the results are the be-all and end-all for the development squad. The main thing is bringing the players through. And I've shown throughout my time as a manager, especially here, that if the kids are doing well, I'll give them their chance. You know, I don't think there's another team in the Football League that have played as much of their own as we have this year. They might not have all have been regulars, but we feel the way we've done it this year is we're putting them in, giving them a little taster of it, taking it out, working with them in training, promoting the development squad, which is something we've not really had before, which has been important for us this year, and their progression, and working with them on and off the pitch. And we've made great strides with that this year.
Was that part of your remit when you came in, or was that something that you wanted to implement when you arrived?
It's something I wanted to implement. I think it's something that's really important to the club. I know it's really important to the board as well, which is great for me because it lets me get on with it and put things in place for it to happen. You know, as a staff, it's something we're interested in, and Big Rob's took that on board and done a great job.
How many of those do you think then can have a real impact next season?
It's up to them. You know, they've came a long way this season. Talking about Mitchell, you know, when the young lads from the youth team were out of contract last year, Mitchell was along with a few of the other ones were touch and go whether they're going to get pro deals or not. I seen something in Mitchell and Billy and a few of them that I liked, and we sat them down and told them it's up to them to take their opportunity. And the one thing I'll say about all the kids we've got here, they've got a massive desire to learn and to work and do things in the afternoon and come and speak to us about their game, and you know, that's what you want. You know, you want kids who want to learn and have got the desire to do so. And we've got a group of 7 or 8 at the minute that do that every day, which is great.
Is that because they can see a way through to the first team? Is that why you think they've got that drive and mentality?
They look at the ones that have came through. You know, even you look back to Wakey last year, Alex Peterson, Harry Middleton. I know Harry's come up and made a few starts this year as well, and it shows them that if they work hard enough and do the right things, that there's going to be an opportunity for them here. And then we'll help them as much as we can, but they've got to want to help themselves, and that's what we've got at the minute is a group that wants to learn.
I wanted to talk to you about strikers as well. Have your strikers had the impact you wanted them to have this season, those that you brought in last summer?
I feel like Curtis and Tice have both got double figures, which is reasonable. Look, you want your strikers to score more goals, but they've both been out injured for a long amount of time as well, which I think is slightly hampered their form in a way this year. You know, if you go back to the first game of the season against Yeovil, where both of them were looked unplayable, And then Curtis picked up his injury. It took him a long time to come back. When he did come back, Nathan picked up his injury and was out for 6 to 8 weeks over Christmas. And they've both had little niggles since. So I think it's going to be imperative, you know, not just the strikers, that the squad next year, that if we can keep them fit and get a settled partnership up there, that helps as well.
Because you'll know yourself, as a former striker, they thrive on confidence, don't they? They thrive on regularity in that side and goals.
Yeah, confidence without a shadow of a doubt, goals without a shadow of a doubt, but if things aren't quite going for you, you've got to really knuckle down and work hard, but within that, keep believing. You know, if you miss a chance, don't beat yourself up too much about it and take the next one that's round the corner. If you miss that one, you've got to have such a strong mentality. And I'm saying that as a striker because I played there. You've got to be so focused and be able to, if a mistake happens, to eradicate it out of your mind straight away and be like that for the rest of the game.
Do you still want to add T front line for next season, though? Is that a paramount, do you think?
We want to add all over. You know, we're, as I said, without going into it too much at the minute, we know we need to strengthen. And there's conversations going on, there's talks going on, and I'm not saying anything's imminent at the minute, but you know, right throughout the squad, we know the places we need to strengthen, and it's something that we're trying to act on sooner rather than later.
You're on the road again, and that's been a favoured place for you this season, hasn't it? I think it's 2 defeats in 15 now away from home.
Yeah, our away form's been fantastic, and talking about getting into next season, you know, we need to, no, it's not rocket science, we need to start picking up more points here, because if we had done that, who knows where we would have been by now. But as good as the away form's been, it's going to be a real test for us tomorrow night, you know, playing an MK team who are up there, still within a fantastic chance of automatic promotion, got some fantastic players, big pitch, and they're scoring lots of goals at the minute. So you know, if people talk about going through the motions towards the end of the season, if my players think they can do that tomorrow night, they'll get a real shock, but I know they won't.
Why is there such a difference between home and away form? Rob Jones has mentioned the pitch. He said it's not in a good condition at all, but he says it's something we've got used to over the time.
Yeah, look, I've been loath to blame the pitch and give the players excuse, but it's a massive excuse for my performance yesterday and Cox's testimonial. It's not the best at the minute, it's not, and it's something going forward to next season that we're trying to make sure it's better, but there's lots of factors involved in it. I don't want to go into it too much because I don't want to make excuses. But we need to be mentally stronger, mentally tougher at home, as in regards to grinding out results, because there's games we should have won here that we didn't just draw that we ended up losing. There's games that we should have picked up at least a point here that we ended up dropping all three. And if you rectify 4 or 5 of the games, it puts us in a fantastic position. So all that, as well as talking about the pitch and the home form and everything else, that's where clever recruitment comes in for next year.
But what's the key to the good away form then, do you think?
I think the onus is on the away team, on the home team, to come out and play. You know, and with the players we have got, one thing we have done well, and I don't want to shoot myself in the foot, is defended really well away from home. And when we've had the opportunity to hit teams in the break, we've done it because we've got clever players. And the game's slightly more open for us away from home than it is at home. You know, teams tend to come here and sit back and make it really difficult for us and look to hit us in the break. So that's something that we're going to have to make sure we sort out for next year.
So MK Dons, then, they're a side who are flying at the moment in time. I know you've got personal pride to play for all your players, but also you've got to show that respect to the league, haven't you? Because
absolutely,
they're in a real push.
Got to show respect to Doncaster Rovers. Respect to the fans, respect to teammates, respect to everybody. And we really want to go down there and get a result. Look, we could jump, if we get a win tomorrow night, we could jump up 4, 5, 6 places, depending on what happens elsewhere. And I'll reiterate, we want to finish as high as we can. No way are we going down there just to let MK Dons have a promotion push. Absolutely not.
Is that about momentum in for next season as well, then? You want to have a strong finish?
No, we said before the Rochdale game that we wanted, we'd 6 games left, and the test of the players was to go unbeaten to the end of the season. We've had 3 games where we've done that. We've had 3 games where we've only conceded 1 goal. Albeit, you want to turn the draws into wins, but we've now got 3 games coming up that we can finish the game unbeaten for 6 games and take that into next year.
And a clean sheet tomorrow night would be something special against a side who are scoring for fun at the minute.
Yeah, it is, but we've had 2 really, really good clean sheets. You know, 2 different games, Orient away last week was a real tough physical game because they put Lots of bodies, they're a big team in the box. Saturday was slightly different, whereas Fleetwood tried to play a bit. But it was a bit of a, hate saying it, was a bit of a nothing game on Saturday, which had to remind the players that it was Copsey's testimonial on the Sunday and not on the Saturday. But we want to go down there, and as I said, as a base, keep a clean sheet and get a result.